Ladies and gentlemen,
get up with
Keisha and Tim.
Hello, good morning, how you doing? Waking up
on Bendigo's Hit 91.9.
Got the feeling right now, huh?
It goes like this.
Hello and welcome to our catch up. And I'm not happy about it today.
Oh, I had a great show today.
If you're getting into the catch-up, then you're going to hear the evidence of the entire office pranking me, apparently.
Yes, we've got a brand new game that we have termed Office Jenga, and Tim has fallen victim for the past five-ish weeks, and he found out about it this morning.
I can't believe it. I can't believe it. Plus, we've got our favourites like Would You Rather, 10 in 5, 5 in 10, the new game that we just came up with because we wanted to give some stuff away on the show.
Yes, and also for Naughty 640 this morning, I have a naughty injury.
Ooh. Yeah,
and
no, don't tell them.
Okay.
They'll find out soon.
It
made me cringe, and I never wanted to hear about this in my life. You'll find it here on Hit. And there is a big red cross on our show plan for today, which means that Keisha's put something here that I don't know what's about to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And what is going, because you've brought people into the studio now.
I have. I brought two of my friends along into the studio today because from this point forward, my friend Tim, you may call me Ashton. Because
Ashton.
Unbeknownst to you, you, my friend, have been punked.
No way.
We are going to introduce you to a little game that's been going on amongst our office called Office Jenga. Now, I've got the rules in front of me. Office Jenga works when two competitors successfully remove desk items from the chosen target's workspace. Competitors will alternate by retracting a desk item per day and relocating that item to their own desk. Competitors must note the location of the relocated item.
Oh,
a
no.
Competitor will be deemed the loser at the point of which the chosen target realizes that their desk items have been taken to the competitor's
desk.
So
people have been stealing things from my desk and putting them
like
on their desk.
I'd like to introduce you to my friends, our co-workers, Ash and Kyle, who have been, they're not only participants and competitors at Office Jenga, they're the co-founders of Office Jenga.
So when you say that this is like a game, everybody's playing against me and I didn't know that it was happening?
Okay, so here's how it worked. Ash and Kyle started stealing things from your desk about 5 weeks ago.
These guys are in the... Ash, you... So Ash works in Channel 9 News. Hello... No, she does. Yes, hello,
Ash is a co-worker.
Ash is a co-worker. Hello, Ash. Say hello. Come on,
hi.
There we go. Ash is here and Kyle's here as well.
Hi, Tim.
Why would you guys join the dark side of Keisha... and do this against me. Sorry, of Ashton Kutcher.
I actually did not know about this when it first started.
Who started this?
As I said, they are the co-founders of Office Jenga, and I jumped on board midway.
So,
and what I would like to bring to the table is the fact that you did not notice that an item per day was going missing from your desk.
How many items are we talking? How long ago did this start?
Five weeks ago.
No.
Kyle, could you please go to your list of items that you've taken?
We kicked things off with a DVD, one of your favourite DVDs. Do you know what that is?
No. Roadhouse.
Roadhouse. Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
So Roadhouse was lent to me by Kane from downstairs.
Okay.
And I just thought he took it back.
Right.
I didn't even notice.
So the one thing that you did discover was a coffee mug.
Yes, the big giant teacup that Keisha gave to me.
Yes, so I actually noticed this one on Ash's desk. About 3 weeks ago, I purchased you a brand new tea set. And you didn't even notice it was missing over 3 weeks because you don't use it.
Keisha loves tea and she has these big, ornate, very feminine teacups that she got one for her and one for me. I've never used it.
You didn't notice.
It just sits on my desk.
Can you please read out the rest of the list?
Hold on, can we ask if you actually noticed anything go missing?
No, I can't think of anything else. What else has gone missing?
So we've got a flask.
Why do you have a flask?
Yeah,
Pawpaw cream. You did notice that went missing because you've been asking me for it.
I've been looking for the pawpaw cream. That's the nipple cream that I told you about. Keisha's got a nipple injury. That's a whole other story.
So we've got pineapple glasses.
Also, I purchased those for you.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I didn't even know. Yeah, where are they?
On our desks.
Okay.
What else we got? Stress ball, first trophy,
which
water bottle.
Stress ball? Where's the stress ball?
We've got a few stress balls.
Yeah, no. I did notice that these stress balls have been going missing and I've been so angry about it. But I see people walking around with the stress balls and I'm like, I can't, there's nothing I can do. I thought they were just taken by the office. You guys. Okay, what else?
Have you been doing a bit dry?
The first place trophy? dry.
Yeah, we pinch a water bottle.
I've been looking for that. Do you know why this hasn't worked? Do you know the problem with this is I'm such a forgetful person, like I lose things anyway. And so all these things I've just been going, man, you know I'm what? Just losing stuff all
There's
the time.
There's a fundamental flaw to what you're talking about right now.
What?
Because a part of Office Jenga is that the competitors have to relocate the item to their desk. You walk past Ash's desk at least 15 times per day. You have not noticed anything until yesterday when you finally spotted the teacup.
Yeah, I stop and I talk to you guys like all the time.
We've been punking you this whole time with a brand new game that I encourage everyone listening in right now to play along with. It's called Office Jenga. I'll post the rules for you. It's a lot of fun.
It's
5 weeks of fun.
Everyone,
I actually set double points for anyone who could steal your latest toy, the little whale.
Blue whale. I got that yesterday.
Don't you dare. Put the whale back. Don't bring the whale into this. Get up
with Keisha and Tim on Bendigo's Hit 91.9. Naughty 640.
This is the part of the show where we talk about naughtier things. If there are kids in the car, then a little heads up. Might be time to turn the radio down. That's why we do it at 6:40 before kids are going to school or anything.
Today, Tim, for Naughty 6:40, I want to talk to you about something that is happening to me right now.
Oh my God!
I've got
what
myself.
What's happening to you?
You don't want to know?
Do I want to know?
I don't know. I've got myself a naughty injury. You want to know what it is?
What have you been doing? How active was your weekend?
Well, no, funnily enough, I actually did not acquire this injury through things that would bring me pleasure.
Man, Keisha went hard for a long weekend, extra day.
I've got a nip slit. Not sip. Slit.
What?
A nip slit.
What?
From my left side all the way across. Slit.
You've got a nipple injury.
I've got a nipple injury, and you would think that I would have got it in a nice, fun way, but no, this one did not bring me any joy whatsoever.
My jaw is on the floor right now.
So how I got this injury was yesterday afternoon. I was having a little nap, and as you know, my housemate has a brand new puppy.
Oh, okay.
And little Cisco joined me. I had a little towel down for him on my bed, and he was meant to be having a nap with me. So my eyes were shut. I had pajamas on. And he has come from one side and just lunged, and I mean a proper lunged at my nipple, with his little puppy teeth latched on like a shark. And I don't think I've ever let out such a cry for help.
He thought he was still breastfeeding.
It's bleeding.
Oh my God.
It actually bled.
Oh,
and this
no.
morning I accidentally brushed past it and I was like, oh, that is not an injury that I had ever wished to get. And I'm telling you right now, not an injury you want.
Not an injury that I ever thought I was going to hear about on radio either.
Do you feel a bit uncomfortable talking about these?
Your nipples cut open. Is that what's happening?
Yes.
It's really
painful.
It's awful.
It's so painful. And females' nipples more sensitive than males.
You reckon?
Yes.
How do you know?
Because ours work.
Yeah, fair enough. Oh, I've got some cream if you want it. I've got some cream.
Why have nipple cream?
Don't ask.
Tim, you know I love a recent study, don't I?
And I love a nap.
I did tell you what the headline of this study was. The exact length of a perfect nap has finally been revealed.
Now, this is a hugely contentious issue. Maybe more so for you and I than for most people.
Yeah, I don't think other people in their normal lives nap as much as we do.
Maybe they save them for the weekends. I nap every single day.
How long do you reckon the perfect nap is?
Perfect nap?
Mm-hmm.
Bang on 1 hour.
You reckon
not,
1 hour?
It's not so long that it's going to mess up your night's sleep, but it's not short enough that you're going to still be tired afterwards. Good hour. Oh, day made.
Ooh, I got some bad news for you, my friend. A sleep medicine specialist at the Ohio State University Wexner Medical Center.
That sounds serious.
And you know you trust them, have said your nap should be 20 minutes to 30 minutes. That way you'll be re-energized without affecting your nighttime sleep.
Wow,
so
there
interesting
you go.
That you both brought up affecting your nighttime sleep. I'm loosey-goosey with this.
Well, I mean, look, I'm a little bit upset that I was wrong by half an hour, but I'm more overjoyed that my point has finally been proved. Keisha, tell us how you nap. Tell us the insane.
We've come up with a term for how I nap, and Tim calls it nap roulette.
Yeah.
So basically, I don't set boundaries on my life. I just let my life happen how it may. If I lay down for a nap, I lay down for a nap, my phone goes on do not disturb, and when I wake up, that's up to the nap gods.
It could be the next day.
It could be.
It could be later that night.
Last night I went to nap at 5 p.m. and I did put my alarm on this morning in case I slept the whole way through, which I didn't. I wish I did.
Yeah, and also Friday, you were supposed to go to a function.
Yes.
And you slept through the function,
yeah,
Tisha. You can't do it anymore.
I actually felt really bad about that. It was an International Women's Day function, and I napped through because I nap roulette'd.
Yeah, but
there are downfalls. I'm not saying it's a perfect system.
Listen to the people of Wexner. They know 30 minutes. Put a timer on your alarm.
30 minutes is not enough.
Set an alarm, Keisha.
No.
Enough with this madness.
Get up with Keisha and Tim on Bendigo's Hit 91.9.
I'll let you in on a little secret.
All right, what is it?
Wednesday, would you rather?
What's going on?
My advice to you.
Wednesday, would you rather? It's where we give each other a conundrum.
Mm-hmm.
And the other person has to try and solve it. Keisha, my choices for you today for Wednesday's would you rather are all about body doubles.
Oh, okay.
So, my two would you rather options. Would you rather, Keisha, be... Have you seen all of this stuff about fake Ivanka Trump?
Yeah. Oh, I thought it was Melania Trump.
Fake Melania Trump.
Oh, yeah,
sorry.
Yeah. Fake Melania
one.
Trump. Yes, been going on for a while now.
It's definitely real as well.
Completely
it's
real.
So real.
They don't even look slightly like her. The
no.
only thing that's similar is the hair.
The face shape totally changes.
Yeah.
She moves differently. It's very obvious that there is a fake Melania Trump. Okay, so would you rather be fake Melania Trump's makeup team? And it's
okay.
your job.
Okay.
To, like, every day, this chick just sits in your chair and you go, oh, man.
I've got to do this again.
And no one's going to believe it.
Are you also responsible for doing Trump's tan?
No, he has his own people.
Okay.
He has his own team of Oompa Loompa workers. Okay, so you're either fake Melania Trump's makeup team or you are the real Avril Lavigne. And everybody thinks that you're a body double. Have you seen this story about
yes.
Avril Lavigne?
Everyone thinks that she died and that this is an impersonator.
Which is 100% not real because she...
Could be.
No, it's definitely not real. It's just she was big like in 2005.
And then disappeared.
No.
I think she got lupus.
No, it's been like 20 years.
Or Lyme's disease.
It's been 15 years. Avril Lavigne has just aged. That's all that's happened.
She's not real. It's
Melania
not the real
is
Avril.
Switching back and forth on a daily basis. So are you going to be... Melania's makeup team doing a terrible job or real Avril Lavigne doing a totally fine job but nobody believes.
I think I'd rather be Melania Trump's team. Like, I like a challenge. And they're like, you know what, we'll give it one more go today, guys. One more go. They're not completely onto us. They think it's a conspiracy theory.
Okay. All right.
Yep. Yeah. I'd like to be their team.
You got your work cut out for you. All right.
As long as I didn't have to fake tan Donald Trump.
No.
Because that's a deal breaker.
They have a whole nuclear power plant designed for that.
I'll let you in on a little secret.
All right, what is it?
Wednesday, would you rather?
What's going on?
My advice to you.
Wednesday, would you rather? It's where we give each other a conundrum.
Mm-hmm.
And the other person has to try and solve it. Keisha, my choices for you today for Wednesday's would you rather are all about body doubles.
Oh, okay.
So, my two would you rather options. Would you rather, Keisha, be... Have you seen all of this stuff about fake Ivanka Trump?
Yeah. Oh, I thought it was Melania Trump.
Fake Melania Trump.
Oh, yeah,
sorry. Yeah,
fake Melania
one.
Trump. Yes, been going on for a while now.
It's definitely real as well.
Completely
it's
real.
So
they don't,
real.
They don't even look slightly like her. The
no.
only thing that's similar is the hair.
The face shape totally changes.
Yeah.
She moves differently. It's very obvious that there is a fake Melania Trump. Okay, so would you rather be fake Melania Trump's makeup team? And it's
okay.
your job.
Okay.
To, like, every day, this chick just sits in your chair and you go, oh, man.
I've got to do this again.
And no one's going to believe it.
Are you also responsible for doing Trump's tan?
No, he has his own people.
Okay.
He has his own team of Oompa Loompa workers. Okay, so you're either fake Melania Trump's makeup team or you are the real Avril Lavigne. And everybody thinks that you're a body double. Have you seen this story about
yes.
Avril Lavigne?
Everyone thinks that she died and that this is an impersonator.
Which is 100% not real because she...
Could be.
No, it's definitely not real. It's just she was big like in 2005.
And then disappeared.
No.
I think she got lupus.
No, it's been like 20 years.
Or Lyme's disease.
It's been 15 years. Avril Lavigne has just aged. That's all that's happened.
She's not real. It's
Melania
not the real
is
Avril.
Switching back and forth on a daily basis. So are you going to be... Melania's makeup team doing a terrible job. Or real Avril Lavigne doing a totally fine job, but nobody believes.
I think I'd rather be Melania Trump's team. Like, I like a challenge. And they're like, you know what? We'll give it one more go today, guys. One more go. They're not completely onto us. They think it's a conspiracy theory.
Okay. All right.
Yep. Yeah. I'd like to be their team.
You got your work cut out for you. All right.
As long as I didn't have to fake tan Donald Trump.
No.
Because that's a deal breaker.
They have a whole nuclear power plant designed for that.
Battles on Heat.
Let the battle round begin.
Keisha, this morning I'm just going to read the story to you, okay? Okay. Normally I try to condense it in some clever way. I'm just going to read this out to you, okay?
Okay.
Swedish furniture giant IKEA have created their very own popular version of the Kama Sutra Guide to Love, Sex and Life.
Oh my God.
That's the first line.
Do you have to put it together in a flat pack from a flat pack?
The original book is an ancient Indian text that focuses on sexuality and fulfillment in life and contains various sexual positions. Yeah, we know this. And now IKEA are helping shoppers reach their ultimate bedroom satisfaction with a 44-page guide featuring furniture positions to blow your mind, including doggy style, which shows people how to share a room with a pet.
Oh my gosh.
Like,
that's kind of cheeky. I don't mind that.
Can I just say, just IKEA, just stop being viral. Like, IKEA's just stop. We don't need it, okay? We all know about you, IKEA. Just
they're
stop
like, you
it.
You know what market we haven't cracked? We've done the furniture. We've done the hot dogs. We've got all these little additional extras. Haven't done Kama Sutra.
It doesn't need to exist, IKEA. Like, do you know what this is like to me? This is like, you know how McDonald's came out with like the double Mac and it was like four Big Mac patties in one thing?
Okay.
This is this giant stack. It's like, yeah, I get that you can do this, but no one needs
it. No one needs it. No one asks
wants
for
it. IKEA, just don't.
I feel like we could make a good meme out of this. Everybody, silent. IKEA, Kama Sutra book.
Yes. Stop it, IKEA. Leave us alone.
That is so funny. Well, my weird news today is coming out of some Saudi airport. Have you ever been in the airport and you're about to get on a flight and you're like, all right, I got my passport, got my boarding pass. Have I got money? Have I got any gifts that I've purchased? Yes, yes, yes. I've got my carry-on.
You do your little... Yeah, I always do like wallet, keys, phone, passport, bag. Yep. Yes.
Everything.
Yeah.
Have you ever forgotten your kid?
No. I don't have a kid, but... If I did, I think it would be at the top of my list.
It's a pretty hard thing to forget, right? Because the headline that I'm reading, Saudi Airlines plane forced to turn around after mum forgot her baby.
Oh, come on.
And you know what I'm thinking? I'm thinking this sounds a whole lot like a movie I've heard before.
It's Home Alone.
It's Home Alone. Do you want to hear the air traffic controller? This is what they actually
this
had to say.
This is the real thing?
Yeah.
Saudi A32 from Swatch.
What he said was, one passenger has left her baby in the terminal and she refuses to continue the flight.
Fair enough. Fair. I like how he's got a little bit of tone about it as well, like, and she's being stroppy about it.
Well, the air traffic control came out and said, this flight is requesting to come back. A passenger forgot her baby in the waiting area, the poor thing. The controller then asks the pilot to repeat the reasoning for turning back, to which he says, we told you a passenger left her baby in the terminal.
How many times do we have to say it?
It's because it's unbelievable.
Oh, man. What was the baby doing? Where was the baby left?
It's just chilling in
just
the waiting area.
Just picking up some sweet duty free, you know. Oh, look, checking out some Ugg boots and some cheap perfume.